is 99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning, church. Welcome on this lovely, overly warm for October day. Today we are observing World Communion Sunday. You might see a number of different kinds of bread originating from all over the world on our altar today. It's because on World Communion Sunday, Christians across the globe come to Jesus' table to remember that we are united. A few announcements before we start. Our greeter this morning is Christy, and Steve is our liturgist. Cliff and Jan Lawton are our radio sponsors in memory of sons John and Russell. If you'd like to sponsor a radio broadcast, that matters a lot. It's $90 a week. Steve and Christy are also in charge of our coffee fellowship today. Many, many hats this morning, including killing of wasps. So thank you. We have a bassinet in the narthex here, taking donations for Hope House, for domestic violence prevention. This Tuesday at noon is lunch with the pastor, so I'll be at Vintage. If you are free at noon, or even free for just a little while, drop into Vintage and have lunch with me and whoever else shows up. And then next Sunday is our blessing of animals. One of my favorite services of the year. So if you have a pet who will at all be able to handle it, you are welcome to bring your pet to church. If you have a pet that shouldn't necessarily come to church because he or she won't be able to sit still, be quiet, contain themselves, then please bring a picture or a toy or something else to bless. But there will be blessings of four-leggeds and two-leggeds and maybe some no-leggeds. Who knows what's going to show up? But please come and bring pets. And we do have adult education after the service today, after the coffee hour, after the service today. So you're welcome to stick around for that. We'll look at the questions that are in your order of worship. Or we'll start with those. Who knows where it goes? Now, friends, let us prepare our hearts for worship. I invite you to take a deep breath in. Feel your feet on the floor. Release the tension in your jaw, your neck, your shoulders. This is God's house. You are welcome here. All are welcome here. So we worship God together. Our welcome statement, come to me, Jesus said, all who are weary. First UCC Sauk City is an open and affirming congregation. This is what everyone is welcome means to us. Whoever you are, whatever your story, however you identify, whomever you love, we would value your friendship and welcome you into our community. Every part of you is precious to God. And all of who you are is welcome at First UCC. So come to worship, be nourished by bread and cup at Jesus' table. Stay to serve Sauk City and beyond. We look forward to getting acquainted. And now let's take a few moments of silence to come into this holy time, this holy space, knowing that God is with, in, all around us.
Christy and I would like to thank Pastor Jennifer, Tim, and Rose for their contributions to the Coffee Fellowship this morning. Please stand and join me in the call of worship. If you are hungry, there is room at God's table. If you are weary, there is a seat saved for you. If you dream of belonging, then we will practice belonging here. South, east, and west, God invites us home. Let us worship on our nourishing God. Please continue to stand. Join in singing the entrance hymn from the New Century Hymnal, number 343, Jesus Took the Bread.
My friends, one of the central tenets of World Communion Sunday is the idea that we all belong to one another. We are knit together by the Spirit over oceans, across radio waves, in between differences of opinion. We are knit together. So let us share with each other a sign of peace. You can stay in your seat as you like or travel. Some like hugs and some don't. All right, now is our kids' time. Would our kids like to come forward? Down the stairs. And will you come up here this time? Yeah, come over. Everything looks different from this side, right? Room. There's always room. All right. Today we're celebrating World Communion Sunday. That just means that we're recognizing that all around the whole world, people are doing communion today. So in Japan, in France, in Turkey, all around the world, in Africa, people are taking communion. So we have a bunch of different kinds of bread. And can you see? There's tortillas, we've got cornbread, a croissant, there's some grain bread, some white bread, rye bread. These are shortbreads. Those are cookies. That counts. It has the word bread in it. And they represent all different kinds of people. Tortillas, people from Mexico. Flatbread, especially people who have had to go somewhere fast. Croissants are from Europe. Jesus invites all of us to come eat at this table. That's why we have the different cloths on here, too. You recognize? Can you guess where any of these are from?
Japan.
Yes? Asia? No, we usually have this.
Okay.
Yep. Any other guesses? This is probably Mexico. And this is Africa, which is not a country so much as a continent and is very huge and diverse. This is Native American. Good job. All right, you are all gonna come back for communion at the end of church, and then we'll have coffee hour. But before you go, would you like to try, taste anything? Yeah? Are you? Do you want? Okay, that's all right. All right, let's pray. Holy God, bless these kids. Bless all the children in our lives, in our hearts. May they grow in wisdom and faith, in love of you, love of neighbor, love of themselves. May they remember that we are all the same all around the world. We may eat different food, wear different clothes. We are all the same. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, you want to go with Mrs. McFarland? Thank you.
Please join me for the prayer of unburdening. Creator God, we hear your invitation to love our neighbor as ourselves, to live like we belong to one another. And yet what is out of our sight is often out of mind. Forgive us for training our hearts to focus only on what is in front of us. Forgive us for ignoring that tie that binds us to all creation. Forgive us for assuming that you being with us means you can't be with others too. Our gaze has been too narrow. Open our hearts. Expand our understanding. Help us to celebrate the many places you are present in this world. Remind us of the ties that bind us all to all of creation. With hope in our hearts, we pray. Amen.
And hear this assurance of God's grace. Family of faith, I don't know what the last week has looked like for you, but I know this. There is a seat at God's table for you. That is the case even if you overlooked your neighbor, even if you doubted God's love for you, even if you chose scarcity over abundance or fear over joy. God has saved a seat for you. Trusting this good news, join me in words of forgiveness. We are known, we are loved, we are forgiven, we begin again. Thanks be to God for a love like that.
Our First Testament reading today is taken from Psalm 37, verses 1 through 9. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land, enjoy the security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. He will make your vindication shine like the light and the justice of your cause like the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. The Now Testament comes from Jan Richardson. And the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide, and the arms will open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive. And we will come as children who trust there is enough, and we will come unhindered and free and our aching will be met with bread. Our sorrow will be met with wine, and we will open our hands to the feast without shame. We will turn towards each other without fear, and we will give up our appetite for despair. We will taste and know of delight, and will become the bread for a hungering world. Will become the drink for those who thirst, and the blessed will become the blessing, and everywhere will be the feast.
Our gospel reading today is from Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and plant in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat or drink.' Do you thank the servant for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless servants. We have done only what we ought to have done.' Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church." Winona LaDuke said, "Food comes to us from our relatives, whether they have wings or roots. This is how we consider food. Food has a culture, it has a story, it has a history, it has relationships." Many of you know that I like to bake bread. I'm fond of bread. Almost every week, I make bread. I like the rhythm of it. I like the feel of dough, the smell. I like to knead. Watching it rise is almost like magic every time. It's a different pace from most of what I do. You know, I read a lot, I write. Bread is going to rise when it does. It's slow work. And mostly I like to feed people. And it's a ritual that we've been participating in for thousands of years. Sometimes there's debate about whether there were women at the Last Supper. Almost certainly, because there was bread. So today, World Communion Sunday, think about the rotation of the earth. Sunday morning, communion started today, maybe 13 hours ago, as the earth spins and the sun rose over the international dateline, bringing Sunday morning, people waking up and heading to church in the Philippines, in New Zealand, in Japan, India, Russia, Turkey, South Africa, Nigeria, Sweden, England, the Ivory Coast, Iceland, Newfoundland, Maine, Brazil, Wisconsin. This wave of communion going around the planet, this wave of grace, embracing the earth in the cycle of people who are waking and heading to church to come to the table, touching humanity, all of humanity, every color, the gay and the straight, men and women and genderqueer folks, old and young, wealthy and poor, the depressed and the happy, those who are alone, those who are surrounded by people, the child who is hungry, the child who is healthy and well-fed, those who live in safety, those who live under threat of danger, people in yachts and airplanes and in homes, people in refugee camps. God's grace for all moving around the world. And it reminds us that we are all the same, one human family. So often we pay attention to national boundaries. God is eternal, right? The universe is 14 billion years old. The Earth is maybe 4.5 billion years old. The United States is almost 250 years old. Our national boundaries mean nothing to God. World Communion Sunday started in this country in 1933, Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. It caught on a few years later. It was picked up by the Federal Council of Churches, which is now the National Council of Churches, in the aftermath of World War II. They felt the need to come together, to work together, to remind each other, ourselves, that we are all the same. And it's now celebrated in many denominations around the world, not just in the United States. Churches all across the globe will be sharing in the Feast of Holy Communion together. We will break bread and pour wine and remember Jesus. We will remember that at this table we are one with Him, we are one with each other. And we need this now more than ever, right? To recognize that we are all one, the same table. In Jesus' time, you were who you ate with. You were who you ate with. And that is true now as well. We are eating with people around the world. El Salvador, Native American reservations. All around the world, the same table. And the fact that we even need a World Communion Sunday, that we need to specify and remember to remind ourselves that this ritual that we do every week encompasses the whole world, and that we are connected by this sacrament and so much else, it shows how far we have to go. We shouldn't have to have a special day to say, those are our neighbors. Not just the people down the road, all the people. That should be a given. The poem by Walter Reese. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to explode my soul or disturb my sleep, but just enough to equal a cup of warm milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough of God to make me love a black man or pick beets with a migrant. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want a pound of the eternal in a paper sack. I would like to buy $3 of God, please. So much of Christianity, especially in this country, wants a small God, one that allows us to hate, allows us to draw lines, allows us to use up resources, allows us to believe that some people, some countries matter more than others. But Jesus was not executed by the empire because he was such a glass of warm milk. Scripture is full of inclusion, of people on the outside being brought in. The youngest, the weakest, the girls, God calls them over and over to God's work. Jesus put himself on the outside too. For those who love Jesus, who believe that he has wisdom and love to offer in this world, every single Sunday is World Communion Sunday, where we remember family around the world eating at this same table, where everyone is welcome, where everyone is fed, where there is always enough, because it is his table, not ours. Amen, dear church. And our hymn is number 394 in the New Century Hymnal. In Christ, there is no east or west. And now we have a time for sharing prayers, lifting up our joys, our concerns, our needs.
Several of you probably know that last Sunday, my younger sister and her husband joined us in church. And in the afternoon, Jill and Mark were walking up our lane to our little cabin, and Mark, who is Jewish, said to Jill, now he could understand why people came to church every day or every Sunday. He said he never understood that, but he said, all I can say is I feel grounded. And he told her when they get back to Charlotte, he thinks they should find a church. So thank you, Pastor Jennifer.
The- This is in the scoop, but I also wanted to give a shout out and a very special thanks to everybody, and I'm not going to put the names because I'll miss somebody, who helped a lot last Sunday for the picnic. It was a beautiful day, and hopefully we can do more things out there.
Asking for continued prayers for Charles Stiber as she moves on.
There are no more prayers to share. Let's take a few moments of silence for the prayers in our hearts. God of creation, we continue to pray for Charles and for her family as she prepares to go home to you. We pray for the people of Gaza and Ukraine, all places that don't have peace, that don't have bread. And we give thanks. We give thanks for family. We give thanks for a church community that will help keep us grounded in a time when so much is so hard. We give thanks for community and coming together. Holy God, hear these prayers and the prayers in our hearts. Amen. We do have some good news today. There's a community garden in Austria, in a place, a town that was not safe, had a refugee camp. People started a garden, growing all kinds of food. The harvest is split between those who work in the garden, the town's social market, which gives food to those in need, and those in lower income. This community garden has brought the town together. They have a breakfast every week, and people show up and eat vegetables and fruit and baklava and all kinds of goodies from around the world. Gardens, food brings us together. Thanks be to God. And let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our parent who's in heaven. There we go. Your kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thank you. Power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. We all have so many blessings, so much good, Jesus fed people. This is what he did through his ministry. He fed others with word, with food, with bread, with wine. May we use our resources to feed others as well. Let us pray. Generous God, you gift us with sunlight which grows the wheat and rain which nourishes the soul. You gift us with bread which fills our bellies and community which fills our hearts. You gift us with rituals that ground us and music that opens us. You gift us with stories that teach us and laughter that lifts us. So for all these gifts and countless others, we say thank you. Take this offering and use it for your good. We are full to the brim. Amen. You may sit. Scripture tells us that people will come from the north and south and east and west to sit at God's table in the kingdom of God. There are few images more lovely than that. But until that beautiful promised day, when all creation will share a table with Christ, we keep gathering at this table. At this table, we tell stories of God's love. At this table, we break ordinary bread and drink from an ordinary cup. At this table, no one will be turned away because Jesus welcomes all. At this table, we will dream of a better world where all are fed. At this table, no one will leave hungry. So come, join in the feast. Today we have rye bread. Rye bread, which symbolizes working people around the world, reminds us of the importance of work. We have cornbread, which reminds us of Native Americans and other indigenous people who first recognized God in the rhythms of nature. Reminds us that this land once belonged to others. Like cornbread, remind us to honor indigenous people and their heritage. We have flatbread, flatbread, which calls to mind refugees and exiles, those who must eat their bread in haste, forced to leave their homes or flee their homelands. It reminds us of suffering people affected by war and famine. We have tortillas. Tortillas symbolize most of all Latin American people, especially those caught in economic crisis, territorial conflict, and poverty. We remember those in detention centers right now without access to food, medical care, legal representation. We mourn families that have been divided. We have shortbread. Shortbread to remind us of children. They all took a piece of shortbread. Especially around the world who don't have enough to eat, who don't have access to education, kids who have to grow up too fast. We have a croissant to remind us that food can be a privilege. Let it remind us of the many people who are affected by racism and unjust structures. And finally, we have whole grain bread, seeds. Let it remind us of our Mother Earth. May it help us think of the serious challenges facing our planet and the need to act in ways that are different and can restore the planet to health. All kinds of bread. On his last night, Jesus chose to break bread with his friends, to sit with them and share a meal. He picked up the bread. He blessed it. And he broke it, saying, "This is my body. It is broken for love of you. Eat and remember me." He took a cup of wine and he blessed it and said, "This is my blood. It is shed for you. Drink and remember me." Holy Spirit, pour out your gifts on these breads. May they be for us bread of life, cup of love. May they remind us of people around the world who are our kin, who are your beloved children. In your name we pray. Amen. Now come and receive. It is the body of Christ. body of Christ. Debbie, the body of Christ. It is the body of Christ. The bread of life is broken for you, Morgan. The bread of life broken for you, Van. Is the bread of life broken for you? The bread of life is broken for you. The bread of life is broken for you, Stacy. The bread of life is broken for you. Let us pray. Holy God, every time we come to this table, we look for you. We come looking for welcome, looking for reasons to hope. And just as you promise, you meet us here. So as we prepare to leave this place, may we go with memories of this holy meal clinging to us. May we remember what it feels like to be welcomed at your table. May we welcome others with that same warmth. May we remember what it feels like to have a meal where all are fed and work for a world where no one is hungry. May we remember what it feels like to draw closer to you and continually seek you out with all that we do. Our feeding God, week after week, we look for you, and week after week, you meet us here. Thank you. May we never be the same. Amen. And our closing hymn is Let There Be Peace on Earth. Please rise in body or spirit. Thank you. Remember to please stay for coffee hour. There's a lot of bread out there. And come have lunch with me on Tuesday. And next Sunday, bring your animals. Let us pray. My family of faith, as you leave this place, may you leave hungry, hungry for justice. May you leave hopeful, hopeful for a day when we all will return to God's table. May you leave knowing deep in your bones that nothing can separate you from love of God. For no matter where you go, north, south, east, west, the God of creation has a seat saved for you. Go and love likewise. Amen.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City.
Your hometown station, Nights FM.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo. 103.7 FM Reedsburg. AM 740. And streaming live everywhere. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.